The following program is rated R by sane people everywhere due to explicit language used within the content of this podcast. Now, for those of you that don't know, the opinions expressed in this podcast are Savar's and Savar's alone and are not to be affiliated with Marsha Radio X or anyone else sane enough to be affiliated with Marsha Radio X. The management holds no responsibility over what Savar says. They only play it. If you are offended, you like it, whatever, send us questions, comments, fan mail, hate mail, all to savar@marshallradiox.com. Let's get on with the podcast now, shall we? It's time to get brutal! Good evening, everyone. How y'all doing? Savar, I'm back! Hey, well, it's been a long while since we've done a nuclear, and two surgeries in August, pretty much like 4 days apart, has left good old Savar here with shitty voice. And I didn't want to record anything because I could barely speak. And if you've heard me go on the air live when we've had to reboot the server or we were running into some issues where I said I actually had to get on the air and reboot stuff, you'll know that it sounded like shit. I kind of still do, but you know, that's the problem with when you have a ventilator and an NG tube that goes from your nose to your stomach. Yeah, it's not fun. It wreaks havoc on the voice box, especially when that NG tube has stomach acid on it and rakes across your vocal cords. Needless to say, there is quite a bit of recovery for that. Now, mind you, that does not mean I will not still provide you with some good quality podcast today, because it's nuclear! And well, yes, I know, I just probably blew your ears out, but it's back. And if you just didn't happen to notice that brand new start to the show, that's what you're going to be hearing from now on whenever you decide to start listening to Nuclear. I found some royalty-free heavy metal, and, well, easy enough. I can actually put this now on many other platforms other than just on Podomatic and Google Podcasts, basically. So, with that all being said, I have been stewing and pissed and writing down ideas. Oh, yeah. Now, granted, all right, we had this huge fucking pandemic. And honestly, I don't know how to put it. I have been pissed off since August about certain things. And I came out of the hospital after being in there for 2 weeks. And I'm trying to go to one of my favorite restaurants, but they're... pardon me. Yes, there will be burping and farting and whatever else in this thing. Maybe not farting. I can't fight anymore. Long story on that one. But anyway, go to my favorite restaurant, and they're closed. And the sign in the window says, "Sorry, we're closed due to no staff." Huh? What? So I do a little digging, and it turns out that not only what that restaurant was hurting for people, other restaurants, and not even restaurants are hurting for people, industries are hurting for people. And why? Well, up until September 4th of this year, 2021, they were offering the unemployment stimulus package here in Massachusetts. Not only was it federal, but it was also state giving you a little extra as well. So people are making more on unemployment than they would actually working. So people would go find jobs and either A, deliberately lose it, quit, or whatever, so this way they could still collect those unemployment benefits where they would be making a lot more money. Now, mind you, I don't endorse this at all. And I'm glad these stimulus payments have stopped. Maybe people will start getting back to work. But the problem is the after ramifications of that going back to, oh shit, I don't know, going back a while now, where we've had shortages on stuff. Now, granted, there's been a video card shortage forever because of the crypto miners, and fuck you if you're a crypto miner. You can go eat corn the long way, you fucking bastard. But, you know what? I digress a little bit here because I'm mad because it's not just video cards. I don't need a new video card in my computer. I actually have a halfway decent one and a halfway decent computer that can actually still run shit. And besides, minimum system requirements don't mean shit to me anyway. You can ask some of my friends I've played online games with. Yeah. But you have to sit here and think. And you go, well, why is there a cat food shortage? Well, why is there that shortage? Well, why is there this shortage? It's because people don't want to get up their fat, lazy fucking asses, especially some of the... I'm not going to say millennials because, honestly, they may be the largest group of people that are fucking lazy as shit, but not all of them are. Okay, I know many millennials who are working and doing what they have to survive, and they have good core values. It's people that suck. Not just millennials, boomers, fucking even people my age, Gen Xers, okay? They're lazy. They don't want to fucking work. They think everything should be handed to them. Those people that think they're fucking entitled. That's where I was going with this. The entitled people. Yeah. You think you fucking should get everything handed to you on a silver platter, that you shouldn't have to work? And some of these entitled people even go into one of the older rants that I had about people who do streaming. You know, like that kid that made $8 million or $12 million or something, like an 8-year-old kid, because he played video games online. These are people that don't want to fucking work hard. Okay? Work hard. These shortages, there shouldn't be these shortages. There should be no reason for any of this. But the reason there is because people were fucking lazy and took advantage of the pandemic unemployment benefits. Now, I'm glad they're done. I'm glad they're over. Because now, my restaurant is actually looking for people, and they're getting people. And here's even Dunkin' Donuts. All right? I've seen 5 new people working there at the Dunkin' Donuts I normally go to when I was working. I've been out of work here for a little while because of my medical issues, which I said, I'm not going to get into. Time for another different time for that story. But anyway, I saw new people there, and they're training people. People are getting back to work. Good. Does it mean these shortages are going to end overnight? No, they're not. It's something we're going to have to deal with for a while until we can get enough people in to actually be able to drive trucks. Remember something, folks. If the trucks stop, the big rigs stop, even box trucks too. But if they all stop, we're fucked. I work in a warehouse. Now, granted, it's a freezer warehouse, and we store all kinds of stuff in one location, and in the location I primarily work at, we store frozen cranberries for ocean spray. Now, I can't get into details about my particular place of employment because I have been asked nicely by my general manager to not mention the name of the company. And that's fine. I won't. I respect him. So I will do as he asks. That's not me complying with higher authority. No, there is a reason for that, and he knows it, and I know it, because if I mention the company's name, and it gets back to the company that I'm talking bad about them, or anything like that, or just giving the company a bad image, they're going to fucking fire my ass in 3 minutes, and then I'll be one of those fucking people sitting there going, you know, I'm unemployed, and there's no jobs. Oh yeah, especially that. That was one of the big things why a lot of these people stayed on unemployment for as long as they did. There's no jobs. Bullshit. My place of employment's hiring. I can give you a list of fucking 20 places that are hiring right now. All right? And I literally mean I can say 20 places. You got Stop and Shop, grocery stores. Let's just get categories. Grocery stores, manufacturing, logistics, you name it. I went on Indeed to see because I'd like to get into another line of work other than going back into being an electrician. But I would, if that doesn't pan out, then I have to look at something else. So maybe becoming real estate agent. No, there's no shortage of real estate agents, unfortunately. But even electricians are looking for help. There is a high demand for electricians because nobody wants to do it. There's a high demand for people to drive truck. Because nobody wants to do it. Yeah, I get it. It costs money to go to the schools to get your certifications so this way they can take you to tractor trailer driving school or whatever. But there are programs offered out there by unemployment to help you get into a new job. Now, you can't just say, I don't know how to do anything. Okay, you're an unskilled worker. I get it. I hated it when a judge said it to me. Oh, you're an unskilled worker. I was like, no, I have a trade to fall back on. Unfortunately, I can't get in it. And he said, so you're an unskilled worker. That made me want to punch the judge in the face, but because, you know,
doing that is a crime and would probably get me thrown in jail. I didn't do it. But anyway, these people sit there and they complain and they cry, I can't do nothing. Fine, you're unskilled. So be it. McDonald's is hiring. In fact, employers are raising their wages to try to get people in. They're offering incentives, sign-on bonuses. Granted, even Amazon Warehouse, it may be a shitty company to work for, but go work for somebody. Amazon's not hurting really for people that much. They have a revolving door, which people keep coming back every 6 months. I worked at the location in Fall River called Boss 7. So if you ever see that on your package where, you know, you get the Amazon package, you see where it says different locate, it says a three-letter code with the number. That's the location code that came from. A lot of times you won't see Boss 7. You might see Boss 5, Boss 4, especially if you live up here in New England. Boss 4 is actually a distribution center located in Middleborough. And it's interesting to, how can I put it, to see these location codes and then I look them up. But that's beyond the point. Amazon Warehouse, they've actually increased what they're paying people to get people in. They're offering sign-on bonuses. They're offering employers, not just Amazon, but employers in general are offering sign-on bonuses. Yeah, granted, it might take a little while to get that sign-on bonus. Like, all right, when I started with my company, they were offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus back then. I got $250 after 3 months, another $250 after 6 months, and then if I made it the full year, I would get the remaining $500. So yes, there is a catch to these sign-on bonuses, and make sure you read the fine print on those. But if you work for that company for a year, you might get used to it, you might not get used to it. If you like it, you like it. If not, you're not. But at least you've got a job for a year, and it's $1,000 extra in your pocket for that year. Yeah, sure, they do the shitty thing and they tax the fuck out of it. But whatever. The point is that you're getting back to work and you're making America better for everyone, not just for yourself. Because some of you people out there that I've actually seen this on Facebook, and I'm not going to mention names only because whatever. I don't feel like getting sued for defamation of character. But some of these people have sat there, and it's not just, you know, people I know. I've seen it on other groups and everything. I can't get a job. Okay, go work for Walmart. Walmart sucks. But it's a job. Okay, you're also the same person that sits there and goes, I can't buy this product because it's not on the store shelves. What the fuck? What? Of course there's no product on the store shelves because your ass isn't working! Seriously. Get your ass to work so this way you don't have to cry about the fact that there's a shortage on peanut butter right now. Or whatever. But you're... The people that aren't working are also the first ones to cry and complain that there's nothing on the store shelves. Or they're first to cry and complain about something stupid. All right, folks, I have been working. Granted, I have not been working the past 4 months. I'm not the problem, though. I am still gainfully employed. The only reason I haven't been working is due to a medical issue, a serious medical issue that almost killed me. And I'm not joking. I almost died. So, I had a reason to be out of work. Now, other people that are out of work, not because of a medical, and some of these people, oh, I love this one, they fake medical injuries. Well, I got a bum knee. Is it documented? Do you have a doctor's note? No, then you don't have a bum knee. Okay, yes, I have two bad knees. I don't have a doctor's note, but I have been diagnosed with osteoarthritis. So, ta-da! I could get a doctor's note that says that, but am I going to? Absolutely not. These other people that sit there and go, well, I have high anxiety. Have you gotten any treatment done for it? No. Then shut up. Go get your fucking treatment so you can become a productive member of society again. Anybody and everybody's trying to find a way to scam the government. And the government, honestly, it's stealing from the government. And the government doesn't like competition, folks. Just so you're aware of this. If you fuck over the government, they're going to fuck you even harder. So if you're one of those people that are listening to this that try to fuck over the government or try to sit there and go, eh, these little whiners that are still listening, yeah, probably a bunch of people have already stopped listening after I just have been chewing them out for like 20 minutes. But yeah, you're the reason we need governments to sit here. I'm sorry, I'm just reading notes at the same time. The reason why the government comes down hard on people, and then we need the government to come down hard on you so you can learn a lesson. But at the same time, you're, oh, the government sucks. They're out to get me. Eh. All right, I voted. Did you vote? No. Then shut the fuck up. I voted, and even if I voted, and don't even start anybody with this shit. Oh, you're a Trump supporter. Oh, you're a Biden supporter. I'm a nobody supporter, okay? I voted none of the above. And I'll admit that every day. Because why? I'm proud of that fact that I voted none of the above because I made my voice heard. I didn't think either one of those two fucking old crotchety bastards deserved to be in the White House. Well, you know, Biden's not really there. He's dead. All right, conspiracy theorists, shut the fuck up. I'm getting off topic here, but still, you gotta sit there and realize that the problems that we're having today, why we're having shortages, is because your ass needs to get back to work. Now, if you're working, you're listening to this and you're working, or you're listening to this at work, why would you? But crank it up, man! Let everybody hear this shit! But anyway, if you're working, you're not the problem. And I get it. You're frustrated. You're aggravated. You're frustrated. You've been working overtime for God knows how long to make up for all the problems of people that don't want to work. Hang in there, bud. The overtime's been worth it. I know it's fucking grating on your soul, but trust me. Trust me. The overtime is extra money you've got. And once all that influx of people come in, you'll be de-stressed. But then you'll start to stress again. Why? Because, shit, I'm not getting overtime and I'm used to living this lifestyle of overtime pay. Okay, relax, take a deep breath, start adjusting your spending now. Because if you don't, when all these people are starting to get forced to come back to work and these shortages end, you're going to need to have a good head on your shoulders to be able to get through this. Now, sure, yeah, like I said, employers have been raising wages for new workers. Unfortunately, those of us who have been working have not been getting the pay raises to compensate for said things. Like in this state alone, Massachusetts, they're increasing the minimum wage to $15 an hour to flip burgers. I'm not joking. Seriously, you'll get $15 an hour working at Burger King or fucking McDonald's or Jack in the Box or whatever you've got in your area. And I don't have Jack in the Boxes here. But anyway, it comes down to the fact that once people start working again, and I know I've already said this, things will go back to normal. Once they go back to normal, then we can start bitching, whining, moaning, crying, and complaining about everything else under the sun. But until then, we need to focus. Those of us in the workforce need to focus on encouraging those who are out of work to get back to work. Now, I don't mean encouraging in a physical sense either, okay? Violence doesn't solve everything. It does solve some things, but not everything. So I'm not saying go out there and beat the shit out of some fucking millennial or boomer or Gen X or who doesn't want to work. No, no, don't. What you do is you look them straight in the face and you say, get your ass to work. I'm tired of working too much because your ass won't get to work. Yell at them, whatever you got to do. Encourage them nicely. Please find a job. My place of employment is hiring. I could use a break from all this overtime. So just tell them you're annoyed, you're frustrated. You'd rather see them get back to work. It's no need to get yourself fucking banned because you're becoming an armchair warrior on Facebook telling everyone to get the fuck back to work. Nah. The zucking on Facebook is just ridiculous as it is. In fact, they deleted a post of a friend of mine's from 2019. Really? You went that far back? They actually deleted one of my posts, and I just found out today, they deleted one of my posts from back in 2014. I have no clue what post it was, but it was deleted for it went against Facebook's things, one of their fucking rules. And I'm like, okay, yeah, awesome. And that's another topic we'll get to in another podcast about going back and admonishing people. I'm not making this nuclear a full hour like I normally do because I have a lot of topics I want to talk about, and it's not fair to put out an hour-long podcast about one subject anymore because some topics I cover multiple things, but this one in particular, I just wanted to get out there, get it out there for you, and have you enjoy it. Now, today, technically, is October 13th. It is my birthday. Hi, I'm now 46 years old. I'm old! And I gotta tell you something. Now, we're off the original topic here, and I wanted to just give everyone out there who's listening to this and say thank you for continuing to listen to Marsha Radio X, even though the new content has been lacking. I admit that it's mostly my fault. I should be putting out more content. But after the scare that I had back in August for that double surgery, I've come to realize things that I need to take things a little more slowly and focus on the things that I want to do and focus on myself. Now, you've probably heard me coughing a couple times and just whatever. That's because my voice is still not 100%. It's probably about 90% now, but yeah. And thank you to everyone out there still listening. I can't say it enough. Thank you for listening to the station. Even though we do have had a lot of problems this year, I did forget to pay the server bill once. But I was in the hospital, so I had an excuse. On August 5th of this year, 21... I went into the hospital for diverticulitis surgery. And I'm not... this is a little bit of a health tip for you folks out there. If you have diverticulitis, take it seriously. Because you could end up with a surgical procedure to get it taken care of, which is what I had to have done. Because antibiotics were not doing their job. And... basically, they weren't going to help when I get to what happened. And I went in, got the surgery. It was supposed to be a simple lap coli. If you don't know what that means, it's laparoscopic colonectomy. They go in and they remove the bad part of my large intestine and sew me back up, you know, reattach it to my butthole. So I can keep on pooping, and then whatever, I have less large intestine. Problem was is that they had to gut me like a fish, because the portion of my large intestine that was removed was hyper-inflamed to the point where it was rock hard and black. And when you have something turning black in your body, it's because it's dying. Diverticulitis is not fun because diverticulitis can also lead to a condition called intestinal perforation. And if you have an intestinal perforation, my friend, our friend here from Marshall Radio X, Kenny, his dad died from it. And he had an intestinal perforation. Don't know if it was caused by diverticulitis, but it was a pain in his gut that he ignored. And it was an intestinal perforation, and he passed away from it. Not only has he done it, one of my old coworkers, Roger, also passed away from the exact same thing. There have been multiple people I have seen that have passed away from intestinal perforations. It's all part of diverticulitis, so do take it seriously. Now, when they remove that diseased portion, or I can't really call it diseased, the failing portion of my intestine, they re-sewed me up and closed me up. Not more than 4 days later, I went septic. This is where I'm going to have a little bit of a hard time saying stuff, so you're going to realize there's a side of Savar that you have never seen before. Or heard before, I should say. I went septic 4 days later. I began uncontrollably shaking. My fever spiked to 104.6. Not because I had COVID. I didn't have COVID. I had a leak. And now the resection, that they call it a resection, when they reattach my large intestine to my butthole, there was only a 3 to 5% chance of me having a complication or having a leak. But this motherfucker beats the odds all the time. So I beat the odds in a bad way, and I had a leak. I went, as again, I said, I went septic. I was shaking uncontrollably. I had 104.6 fever. Had the doctors not reacted as fast as they had done, I would have died. So I kind of had to thank all the nurses that were there by my side, keeping me calm, keeping my mind focused on other things. Now, I'm going to tell a little bit of a joke here. When you're shaking uncontrollably like that, I actually joked. And that's my normal defense mechanism when something's bad, is I will joke around. And I asked the nurse, I said, so is this what Parkinson's feels like? Not to insult any of you that may or may not have Parkinson's, but it was awful. It was fucking scary. I had no clue what was going on. And then having a fever approach as high as it did, and I couldn't stay awake. Yeah. It wasn't good. Had that surgery not gone well with the doctors getting in there and fixing the problem and doing a procedure what is called a colostomy. It's called where you get a stoma. Now, folks, this is the part that gets kind of a little weird and gross. If you don't really like to hear descriptions of gross things, well, too bad. I have to thank here, and I'm going to say this on the air. I will thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. Thomas Streeter, for going in, and as well as Rachel Fortz, the nurse practitioner that also assisted in the surgery, and everyone else that was involved in the surgery, thank you, for saving my life. I cannot express the gratitude enough other than to say I'm kind of happy to still be here, but at the same time, Having a colostomy is not the greatest thing on the face of the planet. All right, folks, I poop in a bag now. Let's just put it that way. What they had to do in that surgery was basically take my large intestine, what they undid, and put it out of my stomach. So yes, my large intestine does poke out of my stomach, out of my abdomen area, and I poop in a bag. Do you realize how much of a pain in the ass it is when you got a fart and you can't hold it in? Nope. Someone with a colostomy just goes, psh, And that's it, dude. I told you they'd be farting here eventually. But it's one of the weirdest things on the face of the planet. And it's a weird sensation, too. It's not something I'm used to. It's not something that I'll ever, probably ever get used to. I've had this on for about a month now. And a month and a half. And it's not the way I want to live, but it's the procedure that saved my life. So, again, I'm going to say this. If you have diverticulitis, please take it seriously. You don't want to end up with the surgery and then having a complication later on. That's not cool. It's not fun. It's scary. And I can tell you, it's... I don't like it. And I will be able to get a reversal done where I'll actually be able to poop normal again. But yeah, that's not going to happen for a little while. I have to go see a surgeon here pretty soon to say, okay, well, I'm going to wait until this particular day to get it done. I've already told her I had to wait at least a minimum of 3 months. And I may have to wait even longer depending upon the surgeon. So yeah. But folks, when I say this, and I'm going to say it again and again and again, take any medical condition you have seriously, especially like kidney stones. Those things can fuck you up. There was a woman who had kidney stones that had to have a stent put in to her, the tube that goes between your bladder and your kidney, because she had such bad kidney stones that they couldn't pass through. That's pretty bad. So take your health into consideration when anything's going wrong. If you feel sick, COVID ain't a fucking joke either, folks. I'm going to tell you this right now. Being on a ventilator, waking up in the ICU after that life-saving procedure, I woke up in the ICU with two tubes down my throat. One going through my nose, the other one in my mouth. The ventilator was the one in my mouth. Granted, I was only on it for about, I don't know, 10 hours or so, 12 hours. I don't know the exact amount of time. But when you're awake and that's in your that's down your throat and into your lungs, forcing air into your lungs, that is not an awesome feeling. Okay? Not an awesome feeling. It is... It is horrible. And what makes it worse is I had the NG tube in, and that's, they call it an NG tube. I guess nose to gut, I don't know. Nose to gastric. I don't know. But, yeah. Having a ventilator removed, pulled out while you're awake, God, I wish I was still sleeping. I woke up and I'm like, I couldn't even speak. I was just like scared. I had no clue what was going on. And immediately the nurses were like, all right, calm down. You're on a ventilator. We're going to get this thing out. Just relax. Calm down. You know, and they just keep saying these things when you wake up with a ventilator on. Now, you can imagine this, they say, with COVID being on a ventilator. Yeah, can you imagine that? Granted, you're probably unconscious most of the time, but it's no joke to wake up to, especially when you didn't even know you were going to be put on a ventilator. It's scary. So take medical conditions seriously. I'm not saying that you should go out there and get the COVID vaccine. Fuck that. I ain't getting it either. Not until I get to see what goes on a little bit longer. But if you're going to force me to get the vaccine to do anything that I want to do, then fuck you. All right? I'm done. All right. Carnival Cruise Lines has already said that they're forcing the vaccine on a lot of people. And I'm like, I'm glad I'm not going till on a cruise till 23. And if they still do that, I may cancel my cruise. All right. I want to see the long-term effects. I'm not believing into the hype. Oh, it's a microchip. No, it's not a microchip. Oh, it could be this. No, it'll give you autism. No, it won't. I'm on a wait and see approach. I want to see what happens in 5 years after some of these people get in the vaccine. Once I see what that happens, and if they don't die or have any future complications, then yeah, I'll probably go get it. But until then, absolutely not. Just like the flu vaccine. It's not really a vaccine, to tell you the truth, folks. It's an immunobooster. But anyway, that's another topic. Take your health condition seriously. Get checked out. You have a big throbbing pain in your leg? Get it checked out. You have a throbbing pain in your calf? Get it checked out. Could be lead to a blood clot, which could lead to what's called a pulmonary embolism, stroke, or anything else, where a blood clot gets somewhere where it shouldn't. You gotta be careful with your health. Take it seriously. And take it from me, who's been on a ventilator, it's not fun waking up to that shit. Especially with that NG tube coming out of your fucking stomach, too. God, that is fucking scary. I never, ever, ever want to go through anything like that again. It's just terrifying. And yeah, I'm taking my health a lot more serious now. But will I change my eating patterns? Well, I kind of have to. Because I can still get diverticulitis again. Diverticulosis is a condition that everybody has. It's because you haven't had a flare-up. Now, that's why it's called diverticulosis. Diverticulitis is when you have that flare-up because food or whatever gets caught in your intestines and causes an infection. So, with all that being said, folks, take your health seriously. We want to see you again in the future. And, again, a big shout-out and thank you to Rachel Fortz and Thomas Streeter for saving my and everyone on that surgical team for saving my life. Without them there, I may not have made it through the night. And I'm glad to still be here to entertain you folks. So I guess I'm just going to close off with, get a job! What, you think I wasn't going to end off without being pissed off and angry? Come on, fuck you. Of course I'm going to be pissed off and angry. So, until next time, remember these six words. Rock 'em hard, rock 'em fast, metal forever. Until then, this has been a brand new nuclear, and hopefully more to come soon. Good night, everybody. This is Savar. And the doctor is out.